Okay, good morning everyone. We continue in Bilvavi Volume 2. We're talking about the fact that there's Yediyah, there's a knowledge of Hashem that's intellectual, and there's also a way of feeling what we call the Emunah B'Chush, the Emunah you can feel, and we're talking about the idea of the Chush HaLev, to feel it with the heart. And the last thing we ended up with was that many of us don't feel there's a lot to talk about regarding to Emunah. So we're on page Yud Tes, the fourth paragraph. Amnam ba'ofen klali yeshen and shtei avchanos. In general, there are two issues. Number one issue is etzem hayedia sha'adam yodea sheish bari olam. There's the essential knowledge that a person knows that there is a creator. And beis, there's kamus hamachshava, the frequency of one's thinking, and the echus hamachshava, and the quality of one's thoughts, shumashkia b'chashiva pshuta, that one invests with simple thinking, such as yesh bore olam shubara osi, etc. There is a creator who created me. The ikar havodahu, the main service that is required, is shahyadiya sheish bore olam lotia yadiya sichlis bovad. The knowledge that there is a creator of the world should not just be an intellectual knowledge alone. It should turn into a knowledge that we can feel, of something that we can really grab onto in a real way. Not the conceptualization of the reality intellectually, but rather, but it is a grasping of reality that is focused in the heart. Im Kain comes out. Bimilin Ketzaris, in brief words, Hagdoras Advarami, the definition is as follows. Yesh Yediyah Shel Seichel, there's a knowledge of the intellect. Hei Mitzad Kabbalas HaAvos Vehei Mitzad HaKorah HaPshutah Shedvorim Lo Nasim Elehem. First of all, we have the intellectual knowledge that has been transmitted by our parents that told us that there is a God. Also, in terms of the simple recognition that nothing comes by itself, and therefore there had to be a creator who made this world. That is intellectual knowledge. Yesh Yediyah Saleh, and there is the knowledge of the heart. Ukaloshna Pasuk, and this is what the Pasuk says, and that's the name of this chapter. V'yadata Hayom, you will know it today. And how are you going to know it? By one of two ways. Either your parents told you, or you've proved it scientifically or intellectually. And then Vashevos Elavecha, then you bring it into your heart. What are you going to bring into your heart? Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, God Hashem, He is God. And there's none other but Him. Ma'akavana, what's the understanding? Reishis, first of all, yesh v'yadat yom, there is the knowledge today. Yidiyah sichlis, intellectual knowledge. Ulach, mikad, and afterwards, v'hashevos alvech, and you'll bring it into your heart. Next page, t'chaf. Lo meduber kanal tefillah, we're not talking about a davening. Lo meduber kanal rikshas kodesh of Shabbos, we're not talking about holy feelings of Shabbos. Meduber kanal yesod ha'poshet she'ein od. We're talking about what is this that you have to know and bring into your heart? It's the concept of Hashem being the God, and that there's none other but Him. That's what you have to transform from intellectual to real knowledge, to knowledge you can feel. Shalev yargish es hametziyah shel eino. The heart has to feel the reality that there is nothing else but Hashem in this world. So that's what we have to do, move from the intellectual knowledge to the feeling knowledge of the heart. Nevar v'darchiv es hadvarim. Now we'll explain and expand on these words. V'kadosh baruch hu yizkerenu la'gil amunah b'chush, amunah b'lev, and Hashem should help us to reach this Emunah you can feel, and Emunah that's in your heart. Remember, that's the whole point, is the Tzadik b'Emunas Chayichya. Micha says the Tzadik lives with his Emunah, and it's this Emunah that you can feel, and that you can feel is real to you. When your belief in God is real, and not just intellectual, that's going to make you the Jew you need to be. So the next subcategory on page Chav is Hachona Salev, the preparation of the heart. And that means also the Havana Salev, the understanding of the heart, and Mitzius Atzmis, an inherent ability, which is this understanding of the heart. I was going to say something really interesting here. La'adam yesh chushim. A person has different senses. L'dugma, for example, chush hamishush, the sense of touch. Adam emashesh biyad dvorim. He senses things with his hand. His hand touches things, and because you touch things, you come to an awareness of them. So legabe din bedikas hasakin. Let's discuss the halacha of checking a knife. You know, in Jewish law, when you slaughter an animal, it has to be done with a knife, and the knife cannot have any nicks. That's the halacha. The knife cannot have any nicks, not from New York or anywhere else, right? So therefore, you've got to check the knife. How do you check the knife? It's not like you take the knife up to a light and you look for nicks. That's not how you do it. The way you do it is you run your finger right over the blade. And you know, let's say this is the blade. You're running it over carefully to see if you feel a nick. Some even would do it with the tongue. Like that. Okay, but you gotta feel very carefully, put your finger over it, and you'll be able to feel if there is a nick. So let's see. If there is a nick, then you will not do a proper slaughtering of the veins. It has to be instant. If there's a nick, it'll push it. It'll move it out of place and won't sever it. You need instant severing of those veins to make it a proper halachic ritual slaughter. And if there's a nick there, it doesn't work. So now, let's go back. So legabe din bedikas hasakin, when we talk about the law of checking a knife, muvur b'divrei poskim, the decisors of halacha explain the following. Shehargoshes yado shel hashoichet habedikas hasakin lira she'en bo pegam, the feelings of the hand of the slaughterer who checks the knife to see that there is not any nicks, tluya depends, and this is the term they use, be'avnesa delibo. It's with and he explains the next line, hargosha salef, with the feeling of the heart. You check for nicks, the way they word it, is with the feeling of your heart. What does that mean? Klar mean to say, im ha-shoichet maver yesyod al gabi ha-sakin, when the shoichet moves his hand over the knife, and at that moment he's putting his finger over the knife, he's thinking about something else. He's thinking about the other nicks. Okay? Right? Not the nicks on the knife, but the nicks from New York. He's thinking about that. He's not thinking of the nicks, but he's running his finger over it. But he's thinking about something else. Afilu im yeh pegam, even if there would be a nick in the knife, Hulo yargishbo kokach, he won't really sense it. Even though his finger just ran over it. He won't feel it. Why? Because kedei lahargish b'pgam, to be able to feel that the nick is real, all of Leo's merukas, he has to be concentrating. Nasun lenakuda achas bavad, he has to be given over to find one nick. That's all. He's focused on finding the littlest nick. The more focused the thought is, what he's doing, the ability to discern the slightest reality of a nick in the knife will be felt more so by the hand. So the more you're focused, the more you're thinking, I'm thinking and I'm looking to find the littlest nick. If I'm thinking about it, I will feel it. So now, that's the idea. So now he says, he elaborates. So al eza sug shachushe, and this is called, again, what is this called? Avnasa deliba, the feeling of the heart. So al eza sug shachushe levedarbin chazal, what type of feeling of the heart are the rabbis talking about by this knife? So he says, bapashtus, in a simple way, chushe halev shanu makirim heim. What do we think? When you hear the word, the heart senses. What do you think? What comes to mind when you hear this concept? My heart feels. So you think it means ava, sina, kas, love, hatred, anger. That comes from the heart. My heart's feeling that emotion. So Elu hein kvar nekuda shel hispilus. These are points of hispilus. Hispilus is, what's the English word for hispilus? Hispilus, you know, more than emotional. It's, what? It's emotions? Okay. Nekuda shel tezuzo. It's points of movement. It moves you. Adam oiv es adover. Someone loves something. Nimshech acharav. He gets pulled after it. Olechilufim are the opposite. Yorei mipanav. He's afraid of something. Misrachik mimenu. And he distances himself from it. Kach gam adam son es adover. Hadover ma'or es boslida v'chulo. Or if a person hates something, so the thing arouses a recoiling. Right, those are feelings, and those are feelings that come from the heart. So, kol nekudos halalu shonu makirim, he nekudos shel tenudos halev. So, all these points that we feel, that we recognize, these are the points of the movement of the heart. Tehushos, those are perceptions, those are feelings. So now, that's in general, when we talk about the heart's feelings, that's how we understand it. But there is one other feeling of the heart, you see from the rabbis. Kan Chazal medabrim al nekuda legamri shoyne. The rabbis are talking about a whole different point. Lahavchem v'sakin yishpkam olo, to discern if a knife has a nick or not, ain't the inyan shel ava shel yira. This isn't a concept of love or fear. You know, you love the knife, you fear the knife. So hefchanas hametzias, it's the discernment of a reality. Yesh pagam b'sakin or ain't pagam b'sakin. Is there a blemish in the knife? Is there not a blemish in the knife? Hasakin chalakalo, is the knife smooth or not? Next page, chaval. Hachush shenimtza v'yedeya adam. The feeling that is found in the hand of the person. Hu lo chush shel hayad atzma. It's not a feeling that belongs only to the hand. In other words, when your hand feels something, what is really feeling it? What is really feeling it? Is it the hand or something else? He's saying this is not the feeling of the hand alone. When your hand feels something, it's not rooted in the hand. Now, I guess the people who know science better can support this or not. Shairish hachush ubalev, the root of the feeling of the hand is in the heart. Umisham yeshna hispashtu shalachush ari yadayim v'choz chalilo. And then there is an expansion of that feeling till the hand, and it returns back and forth. And as we talk about the heart, obviously we're also talking about the brain. I mean, it's the heart. Really, the heart doesn't feel anything, right? But it's this idea really stems from the brain, obviously. But it's a different type of it's the emotional. It's the part of the brain that gets you connected emotionally, and that part gets the heart moving. That's why it's the heart. But if you think about it, what makes the hand feel? It's the brain waves. The brain is telling the hand to feel. The hand has no ability to feel on its own. It's because it's connected to the brain. We know that. God forbid if somebody has a, what do you call it? If you get paralyzed or something like that, you know, it's coming from the brain. The brain isn't sending the message to the hand. But if you have a problem in the brain, all of a sudden, different part of your body doesn't work. Why? If God forbid you got a tumor growing in your brain, all of a sudden you have no feeling in your left hand. Why? The hand is working 100% properly. The answer is the brain is sending the ability for the hand to feel. When the hand feels it, it sends the message back to the brain, and the brain is what's feeling the hand. The hand is just the tool that's connected to the brain that enables the brain to be the one that picks up the feeling that's coming from the hand. That's really what it is. The hand is an antenna that picks up and sends it back to the central nervous system station, and its headquarters is in the brain. So it's really, and that's what we're calling the heart. That's calling the heart. And that's the heart that is feeling. Okay? Kishayad margisha, when the hand feels, when there is that something is touching the hand, but the message, himachsira mosar lalev, it comes back to the heart. Comes out, nimsa sha'adam margish belev below biyad. The person is really feeling with the heart and not with the hand. Hayad hi rakli lahavar sachushin lalev. The hand is just a utensil to move, to transfer the senses to the heart. Aval achusha amiti shel havchanas hametzius. But the real, true sense of reality, what's sensing the reality, nimtza b'lev adam, is found in the heart of a human being. Or the brain part, that's the emotional part of the human being, yeah? But you got to be focused.
The word is some lathe, the seam lathe, constantly.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's, so in other words,
but it's still the brain.
It's the brain.
It's not the heart.
But the reason they say the heart is because the
so you're paying attention. You're paying attention to, okay, good. You're paying attention to that the brain should pick up what's coming from the hand. Right? If you're not paying attention, your hand touches the nick, you don't even know there's a nick. Right? And there's got to be something that keeps the attention, keeps one's attention of one's brain waves to feel it. Okay, okay, that's seam lave. Very good. That's seam lave, but it's still all, it's really all the brain. The heart isn't...
It's not the anatomical heart.
It's not the anatomical heart. It's the emotion, the attention that one is giving, right, that enables you to feel that. But really... The heart, the brain, heart, is feeling something that's beyond it. That's beyond, but it is doing the feeling. It is really doing the feeling over here. Right? You'll see why he's making such a big deal about this. You'll see in a second. Yeah?
Rabbi, yet there must be something to the fact that he chose the heart rather than say, in my spleen or in my liver or whatever. There must be something else beyond just the thought of the brain. There must be something else for the heart. Otherwise, they wouldn't choose the heart.
Okay, fine.
Because it's such a crucial, such a pivotal point in here. You feel it in your heart. It doesn't say you feel it in your brain.
It means you're being aware. You're making the brain being more aware. That's what the definition.
The heart
is the source of everything. You know, your heart. When you're more aware of something, your heart beats faster. Yeah. If all of a sudden you've internalized that you're in danger, you know, you're walking by and the big sign says walking into a minefield and you didn't pay attention to it. Your mamish is a big sign. Minefield, danger, stay away. And you're not even looking at the sign. And you're walking on a minefield, your heart is not beating at all. You're not emotionally involved at all into what's going on over here because the brain hasn't picked it up. Once you see there's a mind, once you say, hey, what did that sign say that I just passed? I think it said minefield. Minefield! The heart's going like crazy. Because it's assimilated fully that information. Right? Why did your heart start beating? When you totally, that's what I think it means. Okay, but why is that happening? But it's the heart is beating.
Trying to say is that there probably is something more to the heart.
Okay, you have to ask a doctor. You have to ask a doctor. Okay. You have to ask a doctor. Okay, well, it's okay. Listen, but we understand what they're saying. That's the main thing we have to understand. That's what we mean. We're talking about the heart. The heart is able to feel. Okay? That's what, Joby, the discussion is. We're saying that the focus of the brain that is able to sense realities, because you focused on something, we are calling this the feeling of the heart. So we're trying to understand why medically the heart is associated with feelings of discrimination. Okay? You know, why is it associated with the heart? So Sammy is insisting there's gotta be some real anatomical heart connection to it.
No, beyond anatomical, that's what I'm
saying. It has to at least be anatomical. I'm
heart.
Saying, but why is it related to the heart? It says if you're focused on something and that enables the brain to sense what's going on, we're using the expression of the heart over here. Okay, anyway, that's what they say, but we understand what it means. For the purpose of what we need, we have enough information. We have enough information. Okay. Okay, fine. Good. Why? You know, they say if you're focused on trying to feel a nick, if you're not paying attention, even if your hand runs over a nick, you're not going to feel it. But if you're focused on it, you'll feel the nick. And that's called the feelings of the heart by the rabbis. So there's some connection to the heart that makes that when your hand feels something, the focus, we call the focus of the brain, paying attention is called the feelings of the heart. When you're focused, when you're using your brain, you can not be using your brain while you're feeling something. You can be using your brain when you feel something. When you use your brain and you feel it and you see it's real, that's called the feelings of the heart. That's what Chazal call it. Now, why it's medically, if it's medically so, right? That's what Sammy's saying. There should be something more. So I'm just saying once it becomes real and you allow you make the mind think about it, then you will get emotionally attached to it, and that's when the heart starts beating. When you're emotionally attached, that's what we're saying. For what we need, that's enough. I don't want to get bogged down on this because it's not the main point over here. It's not the main point
it
over
seems
here.
To be because he's
okay, Sammy, I'm not gonna, I can't go over it more times. We see the Torah always something about the heart, but the heart isn't discriminating. That's what it's called. So we just gotta take it the way it is. I know, but what does that mean?
We know that your feelings aren't in it. We know it.
Your feelings are, there's two kinds of feeling, but we still relate it to the heart. Because at the end of the day, it becomes part of your reality. And the heart will beat according to the reality that exists. But it's still all rooted in the mind. It's all rooted in the mind. You can't say it's not in the mind, but it gets you more emotionally attached. And that's where the heart starts to beat. That's what I think it means, you know, you're feeling in your heart. When you're feeling, when the mind has got the cognitive level that is so clear to you, then the heart and the way you live will be guided by that, and that's the heart that beats. That's as far as I could take it. Now, ukeshivspone in heitev, if you really think about this, well, nafchin, you'll understand, shargoshes hametzias belave einatluya behechrich b'metzias ayad, that the feeling of the reality of the heart is not really so dependent on the hand. In other words, we said, okay, so we have one example, the hand feels something, it becomes a tool to allow the heart to, or the brain, right, to feel something. But, you know, the brain is not totally dependent that everything it feels needs the utensil of the hand. Got the utensil of the hand, utensil of the foot, and guess what? How about if there's no utensils? If it's the brain or the heart brain, that's able to feel, can't it feel without any external utensils? Isn't it capable of feeling itself? So gam lelev yeshna havchana atzmis. Doesn't the heart itself, or that part of the brain, have an essential discernment? Ubekocha lochish dvarim, doesn't have within its own ability to discern something and to sense something? If it's the heart slash brain that's able to feel, is what's feeling, it means it's independently capable of feeling. It's independently capable of feeling. Now it uses external utensils that are connected to it, but it is the feeling is coming here. It's coming in here, not from here. Right? It's not the hand that is really feeling. It's just the tool that's extended from the brain that's doing the feeling. The feeling is going on here, and it's being felt in here. Right? That's the central system is here. So now, don't you think that this part alone could feel something? Couldn't it feel? It is doing feeling when it's connected to here, when it's connected to here, different parts, connected to the eyes, but it's all stemming from the brain. So now, can't the brain think of something on its own without having to have a utensil attached to it? The main thing he's proving is, where is the real feeling coming from? Here. So now, can't you feel straight off with the brain? If it's eminently capable of feeling, you can feel it straight off. And now he's going to explain, so what are the kind of things that the brain itself can think of and can feel? You understand what he's saying? It's a very, very important point over here. Because he's saying, when we talk about feeling, you know, how do you know something's wrong? I felt it. Right, we're talking about, I just was to feel Hashem like I'm feeling this tape recorder. Is this tape recorder real? Is this tape recorder real? Why? How do you know? What do you mean? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. What do you, you can't deny. I'm sensing it with my hand. I'm sensing it with my eye. You cannot tell me this doesn't exist. Yeah, but what's causing my hand and eyes to sense it? It's the heart, the brain, heart. Okay, but it, that's where the ability for his hand to sense it, it came from the heart. This is where you are feeling it. So that made it real, right? So now, who's to say that I can't feel Hashem with the same utensil? But I don't need to resort. We say, well, how can I feel Hashem? You can't feel him with your hands. But it's not your hands that are feeling anything. It's your heart that's doing the feeling.
It's kind of like the amputee. You can still feel the severed limb.
Well, I don't know if he can feel, he can feel the severed limb. Okay. But it's not, in other words, the whole problem we thought was, he's just trying to prove to you why the heart can feel. Because we keep limiting our understanding, saying, well, I only can feel what the sensory parts can feel. And we mistakenly think it's my hand that feels, it's my eye that feels, it's my ear that hears, but it has nothing to do with my heart. And if I can't feel it with the five senses, it must not be there. The point is that's wrong. That's wrong. Because you don't feel with any of your senses. Because those senses only work because the heart enables them to sense. So the heart is the root of sensing. So now if the heart is the root of sensing, so certainly the heart can sense. And it doesn't need the five external sensory organs to sense if the original, origin of sense comes from the heart. So now it's very logical to say that the heart itself can feel things without using the five senses. You understand? And now he's going to say, so what is that the heart can sense without using the five sensory organs? Right? So where am I now? So ma tivo shel avchana zu. So what kind of discernment is the heart making on its own? Simple discernments that comes revealed through the hand, right? That's how a person senses an item. But here lies the deep point of discerning with your feelings of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Because what does it say in Tehillim? But Pasuk Nemar, what does it say about how did David HaMelech relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzur Levavi, the rock of my heart. He used his words carefully. V'chelki, and my portion, that is Elohim Le'olam, that is the eternal God. Why was Hashem called the rock of my heart? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol Ne'olam B'mocham Shel Yisrael. Hashem, as it were, may be hidden in the brain of the Jew, ach nigla bilibusam, but is revealed with the heart. In other words, here's the point. Just like I'm trying to find a nick on a knife. And the fact of the matter is, there's the part of the brain that works automatically, and then the part of the brain will only work if you're making the brain concentrate. That we're calling the heart. A concentration is called the heart, right? So now, my sensory organ is feeling, there's a nick there, right? But I'm thinking about the New York Knicks. And I'm not thinking about this nick. Will you have felt it? Right? So on some subconscious level, right, there is a message in the brain that's saying you've touched a nick. But because you haven't focused, the part of the brain that makes it real to you hasn't been activated. Did you feel a nick? Did your hand pass by a nick? Yes. Did you feel it? No. Why not? You weren't concentrating. But there was a message that went deep into the brain that said, there's a nick. But the other part of the brain, right, that say, okay, I realize there's a nick, isn't there. Right? Did the guy really touch it? Yes. Did the guy feel it? No. What do you mean? You felt it? No. You didn't concentrate on it. And that part of the brain called the heart, you didn't feel it. Didn't feel it. So now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your brain, if Hashem is in your brain, He's in your brain. Right? And your brain, just like when your brain gets a message from the hand, it can tell there's something being touched or something there. Hashem is in you. So if Hashem is in you, you should be able to feel it. Why can't you feel it? Because you're not using your heart to focus. It's buried in the brain, but it's not coming out in the heart. The heart has to be conscious of it. And when you're conscious of it, then you can feel it. I mean, how can I feel it? You feel, because your brain can feel things, even though the brain per se doesn't have a sense of feeling. It processes feelings that are there. So what if the feeling's right in the brain? It's there already. So now what's lacking? What's lacking is conscious awareness. And that's called the heart. You cannot deny that Hashem is in, doesn't have to be physical. Because the brain is not physically doing it. Brain isn't touching anything. But it's becoming aware of some touching that's going on through the hand. So now if you got Hashem in the brain, Hashem is in the brain. So how can the brain not know about it? How can the brain not sense it? Well, the brain will never sense anything if you don't put your heart into it. All right? So that's what he's saying, that Hashem is the rock of my heart. So Hashem is buried in the brain, but is revealed in the heart. And that's why we say, and that's the name of the book, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, in my heart I will build a tabernacle, Lahadark Fodo, for the glory of His Majesty. Which means to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nimtza Belev Kol Yochid V'Yochid Mishrol, Hashem is found in the heart of every Jew. Or as it says, V'asu Li Mikdash, you should make for me a tabernacle, V'Shachanti B'Sochem, and I, Hashem, will dwell in them. Not in the tabernacle, in them. I dwell in the Jew. Hashem dwells in the Jew. Hashem is there. Belev shall call echad v'echad mitonim in every one of our hearts. Belev shall call Yehudi nimtza kasho. Hashem is found in every heart of every person. So therefore, chush zeh, this sense, lachush is a kadosh baruch hu belev, to sense Hashem in the heart, eino chush akash l'dam, it's not tied into the hands. Zechush atzmi, it's an independent sense. Halev chashas ametzias, the heart can sense the reality of what? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu nimtza Hashem, that Hashem is found there. You hear the proof? This is a very critical point to the book here. This was not in the first book. This was not in the first book that we learned. So the whole thing, if I can't, that's the problem with the scientists. If we can't observe it with the five senses, it doesn't exist. He says, who says? What if something's inside of you? If something's inside of you, do you have a machine yet that can record that? Maybe one day they'll be able to find a way of picking up brain waves. Maybe they'll see that, you know, a Jewish brain works differently than a Goyish brain. Maybe they'll be able to figure that out one day. I don't know. But that's what he's saying. If Hashem is inside of you, the brain automatically should be feeling it. Right? But the problem is, you have to be concentrating on it. So, in other words, if you tell me Hashem is inside, if I can feel Hashem, how can I? I've never been able to feel Hashem with my five senses. The answer is, yeah, how about all the times you were running your finger over a nick and you didn't feel it? How come you didn't feel the nick? All those nicks, you didn't feel it. And we're gonna tell you, we're gonna ask you, did you feel it? I didn't feel it. We got you photographed that you felt it. Your hand went right over a nick. It was right there. Right? You went right through a stop sign. No, I didn't. What are you talking about? You're on the cell phone. You went through a stop sign. You went through a sign. The cop pulls you over. He said, you know, you're getting a ticket. Why? You went through it. What are you talking about? I didn't see the stop sign that I went through it. You went through it, Buster. Not true. Yes, it is. We even have you on video camera. You went through it. How come you don't realize it? Because you weren't paying attention. Your eyes were looking at the stop sign. Don't you ever have a time when you're looking at something you don't see it? You're looking to find your spouse in a wedding, in a crowd. You're looking right at your wife. You can't see her. Why can't you? Your eyes are looking at her, but you can't see her. Why not? Because you're not focused properly. That's the focus that brings the sense to be real. Right? So now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your brain, mamish, he's in your brain, mamish. He's inside of you, mamish. You have to be feeling it. Why? Because it's the brain that really does the feeling anyway. So now, why aren't you feeling it? Only one reason. You're not focused. That's all. If you'd be focused, you'd see it. You'd feel it. You'd not see it. You'd feel it with a different one of the five senses. That's what we call the sixth sense. Right? That's this whole idea, right? Where our wives know more than us. You know, like years ago when we wanted to, it was way back, I don't know how many years ago, almost probably 20 years ago. Right? So for some reason, we were thinking maybe to invest, our meager few extra dollars in a condo. I don't know. And we went to a lawyer, went to a real estate, sounded really good, and my wife says, you know, I don't like it. I don't like it. It doesn't, or other times where your wife says, you know, it doesn't smell right. I said, what are you talking, oh no, I'm sorry, it was a different one, where a number of my friends were investing in building a house on Douglas Street. That was what it was, on Douglas, down south. And my friend said, you know, it's a sure winner. We're going to build it ourselves. It's going to cost us $500,000 to sell. We're going to sell it for $800,000. And we're going to all make $300,000. If you want to have a chelik in this, you'll make $100,000. And I got all excited, go to my wife. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. You know, we'll borrow money to do this, right? And she says, I don't know. It doesn't feel right to me. How did it not feel right to her? What did she use? Anyway, Bekitzer Maisa, the guys who invested at the end, they were sitting on that house for 2 years and they lost tons of money, right? So there's a certain chush. There's a certain chush that especially women have that you cannot touch. But it's a different sense. It's a different sense. You smell a rat, right? You heard that expression, smell a rat. Where's the rat? Did your nose really smell something? No, it's an intuitive feeling. It's a feeling and it's coming out of the brain. It's coming out of the brain. The brain, you know, sees this shady character. But if people aren't focused, you can have a lot of people looking at a shady character. It doesn't look shady to me. But someone's concentrating more, they can sense the shadiness. Now, how do you scientifically prove a guy is a shady character? You know? And I just feel it. I feel it. What do you mean you feel? What? Attached to the machines. What's feeling it? There's something that scientists can't yet measure. Is able to feel this. It's a real feeling. And then when, you know, a shady character and he just sold you a swamp in Florida, right? Because these guys rely on people's inability to sense those things. But you can. There are times where you've really sensed it. So that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Hashem is mamish inside you. The Psukim tell you Hashem is inside of you. So Hashem is inside of you and your brain is imminently the source of feeling anything. So then why can't you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's only one reason. You're not using your heart. You're not concentrating on that reality. Right? So now we begin to see what the Avoda is over here. The Avoda, what Hashem, and therefore Hashem isn't asking you to do what you're not capable of doing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not inside of you, then how do you expect the brain can't pick it up. How's the heart going to sense what the brain can't even pick up? Right? But if we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside you, and that's the whole idea, the neshama, right? Even from a mystical point of view, nefesh ruach neshama, right? So what do the mystics say? Where is the neshama's reality perceived? In the moach, in the brain. The fact that you have a neshama, it is picked up in the brain. That neshama is the chelek elokam imal. That's the portion of God on high that's inside of you. So that part, it's in your brain. It is in the brain. It manifests in the brain. The brain understands that there is this reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intellect, or whatever you want to call it, it's in the brain. So how come you don't know about it? Because you're not concentrating on it. You're not doing anything to make you notice it. So what comes out is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not asking us to do anything that we're not able to do. Okay. So now, next little, we're up to the next small paragraph, yeah? Chush zeh, this sense, lachush zeh kodesh baruch hu b'lev, to sense Hashem in the heart, Yeah, I read that already. Ein chush akashul l'dayim. It's not a sense that's tied to the hands. It's a chush asmi. It's an independent feeling. Halev chashus ametzius. The heart feels the reality of Hashem. That what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu nimtza sham. That Hashem is found inside. Now, this is a hard part. This is very important. Yesh don havchana shehen chitzonosom. There are perceptions that are beyond people. L'dugma, for example. So a person wants to discern that there's a table, a chair, or a house. So how do you understand it? How do you discern it? It's through the sense of sight, or mishus, or the sense of touch, or kiyotz, or similar. Okay, do you have a foot? Larry, do you have a foot? Yeah. How do you know? Who Yana came and he says yes. How do you know? Yana, he says, "Ra'isias a regal. I saw the foot. Abba shalisibul. My father told me I have a foot. My father told me I have a god. Isn't God? My father told me I have a foot. I saw I have a foot. V'chein hala. So Larry, if you say that Rachmanas love, it's a big Rachmanas on you. It's a big Rachmanas on you." Why? Why is this big man? Not you, Chashon Larry. But Perish Adover, what it means is, if the only way you know I have a foot is because you see it, you gave an answer, but it really was the wrong answer, then Chas V'Shom, Shiragalu Mishusekes, your foot has to be paralyzed. If the only way you know you have a foot is because you see it, or your father told you. Now, the fact that your foot was out, what if I had a blanket over your feet, Larry? How'd you know you had a foot? Because it's you. You wiggle your toes. I know I got a foot. I can feel that my foot, I have a foot. But if the only proof you have is because you see it, or your father told you have a foot, then you have a major problem. That's a big problem. And that shouldn't be the way you know you have your foot. Hu ein achashba, you're not feeling it. And since if you're chas v'shalom paralyzed and you can't feel it, l'cheinu tzarech l'os, then you have to see it. Hu nitzruk sheyesablov, you'll have to tell him that he has a foot. A chas v'shalom person gets an accident. Do you feel your foot? No. Do I have a foot? Yeah, you do. We see it. That's bad news. Next page. Well, autumn bori sheyesh lo regel, but a healthy person who has a foot, a healthy person, he feels his own reality of the foot. It's me. The foot is me. It's not beyond me. It's me. Regel v'yadzu metzias atzvi shel ha'adam. A hand and a foot is the reality of a person. It is you. You don't need any outside verification that it's there. It's you. Imkain, so let's apply it over here as well. Shteit suras echalev chash. There's two ways that the heart can feel. There's certain things that the heart feels that are beyond it, right? The table's beyond my heart. My hand touches the table, so my heart then can sense the table through the hand. That's one thing. And you're right, if I don't use the hand, my heart can't know about the table because it's not me. The table's not me. But there's certain things the heart can sense because it's its own reality. It's itself. Shouldn't the heart feel itself? Shouldn't the heart feel what's in the heart? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now what if you can't feel it? What if you can't feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What is that saying? Your heart's paralyzed. Your heart's paralyzed. You understand. Let's just close. There's a Chelm story that they tell over. All right, a Chelm story with a true message. Somebody comes to the Rav, to the Chelmer Rav, and says, "Rebbe, I was in the mikveh last week. Usually I have a blue suit, so I could tell that I'm me and I'm nobody else because I have the blue suit. Everybody has a red suit, a green suit. But Rebbe, when I was in the mikveh, I didn't know that I was me because none of us had any clothes on." So we're all the same. So I don't know, Rebbe, whenever I go to the mikveh, I don't know if I'm me. Maybe I'm somebody else. So the Chelmer Rav says, "Tak, it's a big problem." He says, "I'll give you an eitzah. I'm going to tie this red thread to your toe. So when you go to the mikvah and you don't have any clothes, and you'll know you're you because you're the only guy with the red thread. Oh, that's a great idea. So that's what happens, Taka. So he goes for a few weeks to the mikvah. It's great. Every time he's undressed, he knows he's himself because he sees the red thread. Well, then he comes back to the Rebbe another time. And he says, so, what's the matter? He says, well, Rebbe, it worked pretty good, but the last I went to the mikvah, the thread slipped off my toe. And if Epis got onto somebody else's toe. So I went over to the other Yid. I said, Rebbe Yid, I know who you are, but can you tell you who I am? I know you're me because you have the red thread, but can you tell me who I am? So what's the message? What's the message? You know, everyone has a red thread, quote unquote, that they identify themselves by. You know what I'm a rich guy. I'm rich. That's who I am. I'm a rich guy. But that's not who you are. That's just a red thread. I'm a brilliant scholar. That makes me me. Right? I have a fancy house. That makes me me. No, that's your red thread. You know, and we shouldn't be foolish like the Chelm person to identify ourselves by these things that are not us. So what is the real you? The real you is the Chelek Elokam Imal, is the part of Hashem that's inside you. That's the real you. And your trick in life is to find the real you. And that's the whole avodah that we have to do. To find the real you, that's in here. Everything external is not you. And if you think that you are that, then you're totally not focused on who you are. And if you don't know who you are, then it can't be any purpose in your life. Okay, Mitzvah will continue tomorrow.